With the election right around the corner and our ever-expanding network of podcasts, including our most recent edition, Scylla Consciousness, there's never been a better time to become a member. In addition to no ads, members receive bonus content for virtually all of our shows, an invitation to join the DSR Slack community, access to our Discord community, and enhanced show notes for select shows. Our goal is to make the DSR Network membership accessible to everyone, so for the month of May, enjoy 60% off the normal monthly or annual price for the first month or first year. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and enter code MAYDAY, one word, at checkout. That's thedsrnetwork.com/buy and code MAYDAY. Thank you very much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the DSR Daily, where we try to give you some perspective into a few of the big stories that are affecting the world today. I'm David Rothkopf, joined, as always, by Chris Cottenwehr. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing well, thanks.
And Riley Fessler. How are you, Riley?
Doing so well today.
So well. You know, when I say I'm joined, as always, actually, I've missed the past couple of days because I had a bad cold or allergies. I'm not sure what it was, but I'm glad to be back. I've missed you guys. What do you have today, Riley?
In the recent local elections in the UK, the Conservative Party, led by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, faced significant losses, which are considered indicative of the party's prospects in the upcoming general election. The results so far have shown the Conservatives losing over 120 seats, with significant defeats in areas like Blackpool South, which were previously Conservative strongholds. The Labour Party under Keir Starmer has gained momentum, seizing multiple councils and celebrating what Starmer called a seismic win in Blackpool especially. The elections are crucial for Sunak, whose leadership has been questioned within his party. Despite potential wins in mayoral races, the Conservatives are braced for further losses, which could influence internal calls for leadership change ahead of the national election scheduled for the fall.
Stick a fork in them, as we don't say in Old Blighty. They're done. The Conservatives are going to lose big time in the fall. You're going to have a Labour government. Keir Starmer is going to be the Prime Minister. It's going to amount to big changes in the UK as they continue in their many years of regret for the insanity of Brexit and other bad decisions they have made. But the sea change is coming. Nothing can reverse it. Chris?
Turkey has suspended all trade with Israel, citing humanitarian concerns in Gaza, escalating tensions between the two nations historically marked by fluctuating diplomatic relations. The trade halt, valued at nearly $7 billion annually, will persist until Israel guarantees continuous and adequate humanitarian aid to Gaza. This decision follows a broader deterioration of ties, punctuated by disputes over Israel's treatment of Palestinians and recent hostilities, including Israel's military offensive in Gaza initiated after a Hamas attack. Amidst growing domestic and international pressure, Turkish leaders, alongside global entities like the UN, are pushing for a ceasefire and improved humanitarian access, while Israel asserts its actions are in response to threats from Hamas and criticizes the UN's aid distribution efforts.
Yeah, this is just continuing the trend that started in the weeks after the October 7th attack. There was a moment of great sympathy for Israel. It's a little bit akin to what happened to the United States in 9/11. And in both cases, the countries overreacted, made the wrong choices, and began to undermine global public opinion. We've seen in the past week the government of Colombia in Latin America break off its ties with Israel. Of course, we've seen the campus activities raging across the country. Today in the New York Times, Tom Friedman has a column in which he makes comparisons between Saudi Arabia and Israel that would have been impossible in the past. One of the points he makes is that Saudi Arabia's effective leader, Mohammed bin Salman, is throwing the extremists in his country in jail, whereas Bibi Netanyahu is putting the extremists in the country into his cabinet. Trend is likely to continue until the Israeli government changes its policies. I should note that there is, sort of buzz around Washington that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, along with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, are going to invite Benjamin Netanyahu to give a joint address to Congress. Should this prove true, it will be profoundly controversial, and I think will produce even more backlash in the United States. I don't think some people realize just how much has changed as a result of Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. Riley.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has confirmed that Russian military personnel have entered Nigerian airbase that also hosts U.S. forces, following a directive from Niger's military rulers for the U.S. to withdraw its nearly 1,000 troops. The development occurs amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Russia, which is no surprise and no secret, especially given the strategic importance of Niger in combating terrorism in Africa's Sahel region. Despite the proximity of Russian and American forces at Air Base 101 in Niamey, Secretary Austin reported that the Russians are separated from U.S. personnel and equipment, minimizing immediate concerns for U.S. force protection. However, the situation underlines the increasing influence of Russia in Africa as Western military presence recede due to local military coups and shifts in alliances.
The tensions between the United States and Russia continue to compound. Do I think this bodes ill for, how they manifest themselves in places like Ukraine? No, because, that it couldn't get much worse. The U.S. is absolutely committed to the defeat of Russia and Ukraine. Europe is committed to it. Ukraine is getting new aid. And I think, there is a desire to see Russia defeated and rolled back in these places. So we can expect tension everywhere in the world, but I don't expect major changes in the relationship.
Police forcibly removed pro-Palestinian protesters from several universities, including a notable incident at UCLA, where officers used riot gear and stun grenades against demonstrators. Over 200 arrests occurred at UCLA alone, with many more at other institutions, as students protested Israel's actions in Gaza and called for divestment from companies supporting the Israeli government. President Biden responded by emphasizing the right to peaceful protest, but condemned violence and property destruction, underscoring the tense atmosphere on campuses. The crackdowns follow a broader pattern of protests and counter-protests related to the recent Israel-Hamas conflict, highlighting significant divisions and the challenging environment at universities.
All I can say on this, because we've talked about it a lot, is if you haven't listened to our podcast yesterday with Wajahat Ali and Emily Tamkin about the protests, take the time. It's a little over half an hour. Go listen to the podcast. They were rational. They made excellent points. It's a complicated subject. They deconstructed the conversation, the issue, I thought they did a superb job. So, if you've got a little extra time today, spend a half an hour with me, Waj, and Emily talking about the issue of the uprisings on the campuses. Riley.
China has launched the Chang'e 6 lunar probe to collect samples from the far side of the moon, a region less explored compared to the moon's near side. The probe's successful separation from the Long March 5 rocket was celebrated by a large crowd and televised live. After orbiting the moon to adjust its speed, the lander will separate, drill into the lunar surface, and gather samples using a robotic arm. The mission is scheduled to last 53 days and aims to bring back valuable data that could shed light on the geological differences between the moon's two sides. And, you know, from a greater context perspective, this initiative follows China's previous successful sample return mission in 2020 and aligns with its plans to achieve further lunar and Mars missions and potentially establish a manned lunar base, which would be certainly interesting.
Yeah, this is usually the point in the movie where they start digging and they discover a large obelisk on the far side of the moon or a tablet. And then that says to them that there's other life in the planet, and they go out and they see a giant baby floating around in outer space. That's a reference you won't get, Riley, to the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey. But, you know, all sorts of mayhem begins when we start digging holes on the other side of the moon. And so, you know, I expect we'll soon be devoting an entire podcast to our alien overlords. Chris, I'm as living out there in New Jersey as a survivalist, you'll be able to handle this, I'm sure.
Is New Jersey some wilderness that needs to be, you know, explored?
Exactly.
We're one of the most populous states in the Union here.
Well, how come you're called the Garden State then? I mean, like, what's the garden? Somebody's back garden? I thought it was like, you know, I mean, I thought it was like farms, rolling farmlands of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's it. Rolling farmlands. That's exactly right. Feels like I run a farm some days with all the stupid chores I have to do.
And all your animals and things like that.
My two dogs.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. I know that's the way it is. Well, folks, you don't want to hear about Chris's dogs, although they're great dogs. I can say, honestly, neither Chris nor I, who have dogs, Riley does not have a dog yet, but we'll get him one for Christmas. We have not put our dogs into a gravel pit and shot them like Christy Noem did, which ended her political career. She doesn't know it yet, but it is over, and she won't be missed. That's it for us, not only for today, but for this week, because it's Friday, which means have a great weekend. It's May, which is kind of like summer, kind of like nice weather. In most places. So enjoy it, and we'll be back with you on Monday. But of course, there's more podcasts coming today. There's a Daily Blast coming today. And we encourage you to join those and then join us here again next week on the DSR Daily. Bye-bye.